of our country as we are. Time to commit that America will not be destroyed under our watch. If you don't have time to start a chapter or volunteer, donate $26 to our 2026 campaign, and we'll send you a copy of the Muslim Brotherhood Plan. Become a partner and help us fight 24/7 to save our country. Share this video. Go to actforamerica.org right now. Join us and donate. Together, we save America. Thank you.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with
WTRJ Orange Park, WAYL St. Augustine, WATY Folkestone.
You're listening to The Truth.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Amid the Russian military's claim of a major advance in eastern Ukraine, its capture of a key logistical hub, President Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff is meeting today with Russian President Putin in Moscow. To quote President Trump, "We have enough problems, we don't want those people." Mr. Trump standing by his decision to put a hold on offers of asylum to people from third world countries. His decision follows the shooting, allegedly by an Afghan national, of two National Guard members in Washington, D.C. One of the victims died, the other remains hospitalized in serious condition. Now it's the Mid-Atlantic and the Northeast getting a taste of winter-like weather that most recently paid a visit to the Midwest and the Great Lakes region. Snow, sleet, or cold rain, or all of the above, have been falling this morning. On Wall Street, stocks in positive territory, and this is SRN News.
Conservative Theological University announces all online degree programs. Yes, you can earn your AA through PhD degree all online. Study at your own pace. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE and leave your contact info for the staff to reach out to you. Also, Conservative Theological University is offering free your first introductory online Bible course. You only pay for your textbooks. CTU provides the rest. Go to conservative.edu for more info. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these three stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues today. We're talking about what I think to be a very grave, very serious issue for this cycle of the news, if you will. America is too young to die. Now, when we think about the age of America, 250 years, that's a pretty long time. But when you look at that in space of time and eternity, that's very little a spot on the big picture, a spot on the wall, as the old cliche goes. But when we understand, ladies and gentlemen, for 2.5 centuries, America has been blessed as no other nation on the face of the globe by the hand of God. And for those that say, well, that's just happenstance, no, it's not. God gave us America through the hands and the eyes and the hearts and the pens of our founding fathers that were, for the most part, Christians or God-fearers at the very least. And as a result of that, we've been following that for many, 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 many years, that meaning the simplistics of obeying God. But for the past number of years, we've turned our backs on God. We've shut the Bible out of the public arena. No Bible in the classroom. No prayer in the classroom. Out of our high schools and colleges and prestigious universities that hate God, hate America, and reject anything that's called the Constitutional Republic, and now they're pushing for socialism, communism, and Marxism. And that's being the strategy today that's being used by the Marxists, communists in America, and the Islamic jihadist in our nation. Look at the headline, says Trump and Levitt go scorched earth on Tim Walz for transforming Minnesota into Somalia. Let me read that headline again. Trump and Levitt, that's the press secretary, go scorched earth on Tim Walz, that's the governor, for transforming Minnesota into Somalia. Dated December the 1st, both President Donald J. Trump and White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt went scorched earth Monday on Minnesota Governor Tim Walz for what some say is a surrender of his state to Somalia. This article reads, Minnesota is being systematically transformed, its people replaced, its cities being turned into foreign enclaves, in future, its future rewritten by mass migration and soaring immigration, both rates, birth rates, all by design. Quote, Minnesota already holds the largest Somalia population in America, a hub for Sharia law, push, and radical recruitment. You can see it on display at the Somalia Cultural and Music Night held last weekend. This isn't assimilation, it's colonization. In fact, Trump goes on and sarcastically says, Welcome to Minnesota. Great job, Governor Walz. And I could read on and on and on. But the article is very, very, very telling as to what is taking place. And it's not just in the Somalians coming into Minnesota. But ladies and gentlemen, it's the transference of the population powers into colonizations and enclaves that are anti-American, anti-cultural bent that's against anything that America would stand for. I'm looking at another headline. It's ridiculous. A top U.S. senator sounds an alarm on the real civilization issue for America. In the wake of the last week's murder of Army Specialist Sarah Blackstrom, allegedly by an Afghan national led into America by Joe Biden, a top Republican senator is sounding the alarm on both legal and illegal immigration policies, calling it the civilization issue for us here in the West. U.S. Senator Eric Schmidt, Republican, Missouri, a key member of the Senate Armed First Services Committee, quote, the American people have had enough of it. It's one of the big reasons they sent President Trump back to the Oval Office. He campaigned on this. So this mass migration we've seen needs to be met with mass deportations. 20 million people came here illegally. There's flaws in our legal immigration system. I think this is a real kind of civilization issue for us here in the West. They're dealing with that in Europe. It had tragic consequences there, and I think if we get ahead of this in our country, we'll be okay. But the left is bent, I think, on this open borders policy, and then if you come here illegally, you're never, ever supposed to leave. That's ridiculous, he said. He goes on to say, all the political left wants to do is create controversy, create chaos, make it look like ICE agents are the bad guys in all of this. He explained that federal agents are merely picking up bad folks, sending them back where they belong, not in the United States. He again stresses, quote, it's not just an illegal immigration problem. We have real abuses with our legal immigration system that should be addressed and stopped today. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to be very, very careful in the realization of what is taking place. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
we're kind of observing a slow motion civilization jihad taking place, and they're using all the rules that we have, all the charity that we have to accomplish their end. There's a story told recently of one of these towns that's been taken over by Islamists, and four wives, you know, they're not on the books in the United States, but four wives to one Muslim all live on the same street, and all of them collecting maximum, you know, benefits. Your WIC, your EBT, your Section 8, whatever's out there, because they're all single ladies. Their marriage is not formalized and codified in a legal document down at the clerk's office. But the guy mm-hmm. gets to live like a king, and he's living completely off the tax dollars in America. Interestingly, the folks that are engaged in such things, and I think Ilhan Omar is probably guilty of such things, the folks that are engaged in that, they're using all of our rules to undermine and to destroy. It's kind of a civilization jihad. In America, a country founded on Christian principles, Islamists can come in and wreak havoc. But you understand there are 57 nations on the face of the planet, 57 that are dominated by Muslims. They're Islamic nations. They're nations that, as much as we talk about freedom of religion here, there is no freedom of religion there. If you're a Jew or a Christian, you're a second-class citizen if you're allowed in. If you're allowed to live within their country, you're a second-class citizen. You go and even visit Saudi Arabia. Your passport will be flagged. If you're a Christian from America, you're not going to go to Mecca or Medina. You know, you're not going to go to their most high holy places. You're certainly not going to start a church, and you're certainly not going to evangelize. Do you understand? And in many of those countries, if you're found as a Christian to be evangelizing, it may be off with your head. Today in Nigeria, thousands are dying. They're not just dying, you know, natural death. They're not just dying due to the brutal treatment of surrounding tribes. They're dying because they're identified as Christians, and they're dying mainly at the hands of Muslims that are coming in, raping, robbing, pillaging, and killing. That's what we have taking place all over the face of the planet. It's Islamization. It's not, your typical Muslim is about as ignorant as your typical Christian. They don't know what their holy book says. Most Muslims don't know what the Quran says. Most Christians don't know what the Bible says. An Islamist, though, has adopted everything within the Quran. They have adopted their model person, Muhammad, and that lifestyle. Now, keep in mind, Muhammad was a rapist. And he was a pedophile, and he was, I think Khadijah said he was demon-possessed, and he was a thief, and he was a murderer. That's his entire life. So when you're a fundamentalist Islamist and you mimic that lifestyle, you're going to act that way. For the believer, a fundamentalist Christian is not radical in any sense other than the fact that they radically adhere to the Scripture and radically mimic the behavior of our perfect man, the man, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Interestingly, I've got one more note, and I know I'm talking a mile a minute here, but Dave Gobetz wrote the book Muslim Mafia. Dave Gobetz did not do that blindly. He and his team reverted. They got behind the scenes in Islamic centers and mosques all over the United States, and three-quarters of them are teaching jihad, holy war against the infidel, and if anybody out there wants to know question, you are. You know, if you're a Jew, if you're a Christian, if you're a non-adherent Muslim, you're an infidel, according to their law.
Absolutely. And Greg, I'm glad you called and took time to call in and touch on that. One of the things that you touched on, I need to amplify, in every, not some, not a few, every Islamic nation, a Christian cannot have a Bible, a Christian cannot preach the Bible, a Christian cannot have a Christian church, a Christian cannot produce printed literature about the Bible and publish it, put it out, or hand it out. It cannot be done. It's anathema for any Christian to live in another nation. Yet we in America have reversed that strategy, and we say we're so open-minded, we've become, our brains have fallen out, and as a result of that, you come on in, you practice whatever religion you want to, but what the average person does not understand, even as a Christian, the average Christian does not realize that, for example, in a mosque, that is the war room, that is the strategy room, that is the political room, that's the political process. It is not simply where they go to worship. Their worship is worshiping Allah, a false god, which was the moon god during the 7th century that Muhammad had selected out of the whole entourage of 360 gods. He selected the moon god of the Bedouins of that day, which was called Allah. It's a fake, phony, false god, and yet there are about, what is it, about 2 billion Muslims on the face of the earth that follow the Quran. And going back to that, I need to type a loose end with it. When the question was asked by the FBI, the CIA, et cetera, about what caused 9/11 when 19 jihadists came into America and tried to destroy us as a nation, they did the research, they did the study, and in 2006, they put out a product, about a 550-page document. The bottom line was, what caused them? Were they somehow weaponized? Were they somehow radicalized, et cetera, et cetera? No, that was not the answer. The answer was, if they read the Quran, bleed the Quran, they will kill you, kill me, if given an opportunity to. That's the answer. That's where we are today, Greg, and I believe it's time that Christians and conservatives and patriots recognize that and realize what we need to do is stop before we go over the cliff, if it is not already too late. Greg, thank you so much for taking time to call, and hug Randy for us. God bless you. Thank you. Thank
you,
Greg.
Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye-bye. I believe we have Jose on the line. Jose, go over the question or comment, please.
Hey, brother, I just got a single question. What other nation allows all these invasions for these people? Because these Muslims, they hate the West, they hate Christianity, but yet they want to live among us, which they see us as enemies, as infidels. That tells you something. I mean, why are they moving in near us? Because it's an invasion. That's exactly what you're saying, brother. And unfortunately, many liberals, they just want to be so nice, they want to be so loved by them. But they don't know, as soon as they get in power, they are the first one to go. Because they believe that's in line that with the Sharia law mentality. Look at what's going on in Spain. I look at a documentary not long ago. A guy had 20 kids, two wives in Spain and the other two wives in Morocco. And he's not legally married, like the previous guy was saying, because they know how to play the system. They know how to fool the government, get housing, healthcare, food stamps, and all of that nonsense. That's the invasion. But I agree with President Trump 100%. That needs to be stopped. That thing is temporary, and they need to be sent back. I mean, this is crazy what's going on. And it will be nice if they assimilate to the culture, right? No, they don't want to assimilate. They isolate themselves. And look how they live. They got their own markets. They got their own stores. They got their own gas stations. Even written in Arabic, because I saw a documentary in Durban, Michigan. They're buying churches and making a mosque, and everything is in Arabic. So they don't come to assimilate. They come in to conquer. But my question, brother, is this one, literally. Why they don't go to Kuwait, Dubai, those ultra-wealthy Muslim nations, and ask for to be a refugee or ask for asylum? Do you think that they doing it here because they taking it literally? And those Muslims, they know who they are, and they don't want any of their countries. Because look at that. They don't go to those countries. Oh, no. They come in here. There's going to be something. And I applaud President Trump. He's doing something about it. This is a situation that is an invasion, and I don't know what's going to happen with this country in 10 or 15 years. Look at England and look at Germany. Multiculturalism doesn't work. That's what is the prime minister said not long ago. So now the liberals trying to tell everybody it works. The result is out there, and I don't trust those Muslims. I'm sorry. The book tell otherwise. I've seen girls from universities, UCLA Muslims, and they believe in Sharia law. They are educated Muslims, but the book come before the education. So the brainwashing is huge, and we have to pray, brother, and we have to vote wisely. Thank you very much.
Absolutely, Jose, you're right on target what you say. One of the things is, and you asked the question, why are they coming to America, not going to another nation that's an Islamic nation? Because the goal of Islam is global domination America is the nugget they're after. America is the gold that the Islamics are after today. If America falls, if they can take America, every other nation is easy to take. But if they can take America, and that's where we are. We're witnessing today, for example, in Texas, where a 400-acre tract of land, they're developing Epic City. Epic City has the centerpiece, a gigantic mosque, and all the streets are named after Islamic martyrs, as they're called. And it was attempted by Governor Abbott to stop it by executive order back in March, April, and May of this year. The courts overruled it. Even an investigation by the DOJ took place. The DOJ, Trump's DOJ, gave a green light that they could continue to develop Epic City. In Epic City, you would only Muslims could buy, and once the Muslims bought the property, the next property owner would have to be an Islamic to buy the land, to buy the property. It is a major, major, major push. The goal at this moment, ladies and gentlemen, is just like in Dearborn, Michigan, and all of the outskirts of Dearborn, Michigan, just like now the takeover of New York City by an Islamic jihadist, we're witnessing an attempt to take over the state of Texas, the largest red state in the United States of America, the largest free state next to the state of Florida in America. And the goal is to take over and control 450,000 Islamics in Texas, 330 mosques, and more to come. We need to recognize the goal is submission. The word Islam means to submit, and the goal is to force every human being on the face of the globe to bow and submit to Islam. I believe we have another caller on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
Good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood. How are you today?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing well. I'm currently reading a book called Sword and Scimitar by Raymond Ibrahim, and that stated goal that Carr has right now, it was long before that. If you look at the Middle East, all the way from the Gibraltar Strait, all the way across through Asia Minor, look at the major cities from 700 to 1400 there. Alexandria, which is now Cairo. Constantinople, which is now Istanbul. Antioch, Jerusalem, and Damascus. Prior to 700, some of the greatest apostolic fathers wrote from these very places there.
Absolutely. You're
and
right.
They were all Christian. Within a 700-year period, every single one of those great cities, along with the literature that was held within those, because the Library of Alexandria, Byzantine or Constantinople had a similar library there. The amount of knowledge and wealth that was lost by Islam and its conquering ways is irreparable on human history. Their whole history is domination and conquering. You started your show with talking about Marxism. Marxism and Islam have a lot of commonalities.
Yes.
Karl Marx was an adulterer. Karl Marx was known by his own family as a demon. He was lazy. He did not want to work. He wanted wealth given to him by others. And Muhammad represented every single statute that Marx wrote about. And the one commonality of Marx and Islam is if you look at the Bolshevik Revolution in 1917 when they overthrew the Tsars in Russia, that every single member of the aristocracy was then jailed. Anybody that reads Archipelago Gulag by Alexander Stolypin knows that they jailed all of those people that helped them get to where they were at. Islam's the same thing. Mohammed went into the Oval Office saying all these kind things, standing right next to President Trump about how he wasn't adverse to the National Guard, immediately goes back to New York City and spouts the opposite of what
Absolutely.
He stood right next to that man and said. Unbelievable, and people are
Absolutely.
Not recognizing this.
In fact, what people don't understand is the Quran authorizes deceit, to lie and to deceive if it will win the heart of the one you're speaking to. It's okay by Allah, according to the Quran. But I'm looking at an article, Jim, that may be frightening to some. At U.S. College, Muslim imam urges cutting off the fingertips of the filthy rich in America. It sounds like this article reads, it sounds like Jews, free speech, separation of church and state, and capitalism would be gone in the paradise awaiting the United States as Sharia law-based system. A self-described Muslim imam delivered a rage-filled rant over being seated next to a Jewish speaker at what was supposed to be a multi-faith event, then demanded that Muslims in the audience walk out, and all did. The City College of New York campus began to be the latest example of anti-Semitism and extremist speech this week after Abdullah Mehdi, M-A-D-Y, a student self-proclaimed imam, refused to sit next to a Jewish speaker and called for the tips of the fingers of the filthy rich to be cut off in accordance with Sharia law, which is Islamic social law, he explained. And he goes on to say, I came here to this event not knowing that I would be sitting next to a Zionist, and this is something I'm not going to do. I'm not going to accept. My people are being killed right now in Gaza. If you're a Muslim, our strength and dignity, I ask that you exit this room immediately. About 100 students got up and walked out based on Sharia orders given. And it goes on to say, I'm talking about the elite, the filthy rich, the ones that continue to steal from people as we speak today. Those are the ones that deserve to have their fingertips cut off, end quote. It is a horrifying thought as to what is taking place and the mindset. It is difficult for the average Westerner to recognize and to anyway embrace what is being thought, said, and done, and the goal behind Islam to destroy anything that's called capitalism or our constitutional republic as we know it today. Their goal, Jim, as you're familiar with history, their goal is to cause everyone in America to submit and embrace Islam based on Sharia law or be beheaded. Right now in Nigeria, with hundreds of thousands of Christians being beheaded, churches being burned, pastors being slaughtered, their families being slaughtered, simply because they're Christians. And the northern portion of Nigeria, all Islamic, moving southward, removing anything that's called Christianity. Jim, it deserves our prayer. It deserves our serious attention to realize what is taking place. Thank you for your calling. God bless
you. Thank you.
As we keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline article. I want ISIS to kill all of you. CARE, Council on American Islamic Relations, now considered a terror organization. The Muslim Brotherhood, which is a social front for the militant jihadists around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, we have CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, the Muslim Brotherhood, and dozens of other sub-organizations operating in America today, being provided with food, clothing, and shelter by many, many, many taxpayers in city after city and state after state, especially as we look at what is taking place in the state of Texas, what we see taking place in the state of Minnesota and in Michigan, etc., etc. We need to pray. We need to seek God's face. We need to contact our legislators, our representatives, and our senators, and saying we will not go back to what Muhammad wanted for the 7th century and following. We will not allow that to happen in America. And we demand our legislators pass legislation that will prevent that from happening in America. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM. Christian